everyone. You're listening to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, and welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. Today's episode is episode number 58, and it is about, was any of it real? Okay, this is a great question for you to ask yourself. Was any of it real? Now, if you were married, this can totally hit bases to all kinds of different people in different scenarios, whether you're dating, in a relationship, or married, okay? Or if you're, you know, when you're dating specifically, was any of it real? Were you dating someone online and you're like, oh my gosh, like I had this whole connection and all of a sudden, bam, it was gone. Was that real? Was that a real connection? People were like, what? Did that really happen? Or was I just ghosted and all of a sudden and like, all of a sudden there was no connection whatsoever and people want to know, was that real? Like what happened? The thing of it is sure. Yes, you had a connection. That part was real. Was it also real that you were ghosted? Yes, that was real also. So what I would stay connected to is the fact that if you were ghosted after you had a connection with someone, make sure you remember that part. Okay, that's important because when people ghost you, you know, there's different reasons. Well, first off, there's different reasons why people ghost people. There's other people are very insecure, so they will ghost you because they're insecure. Okay, the other person, not you. The other person is insecure. The other person will also decide to, you know, they may be in another relationship. Okay, they could be this other person, maybe married. You know, there's all kinds of different scenarios. This other person may not be ready to actually be dating yet. So they just are like getting their foot wet and they're testing the waters and seeing what they can do. And so they talk to someone and then they stop. It's disgusting behavior, but it's real. It's what happens. Some people have really big egos, huge egos, women and men. And so they do that to people. And it's really sad and unfortunate, but it is what it is. And it totally happens. The thing of it is make note of that. And remember, that's a big red flag. So if you are someone that's doing that to someone else, then I would suggest the fact that you really sit back and contemplate who you are as a person and who you really want to be, because tomorrow you can wake up in the morning and you can alter your behaviors and you can become the person that you really want to be, okay? And you can find out why you have a habit of doing or performing those type of scenarios. Now, if you're the person that is being affected by these other people doing this to you, okay, then you need to think about why you're accepting these people into your life, okay? And take that responsibility on, because you choose also who you allow to come into your life and stay there. Now, different people have different reasons for acting out the way that they do. And it's how a lot of it has to do with their entire upbringing and their culture. And a lot of people have no idea that that's actually what's taking place. But it's actually exactly what I just said. It's how they were brought up and their culture, okay, and their surrounding environment. So every single individual is their own unique self and is going to react and respond to different situations and different friendships, potential, all of it. Anyone that you interact with, they're going to act and respond to different situations differently depending on their upbringing, their own experiences, and, you know, their culture and their direct You know, surroundings. Like, if you're around people that are constantly talking down about everyone all the time, well, why are you hanging out with people that are always talking down about people? You know, like, you end up becoming that person. You become the person that talks down about everyone. So if you're hanging out with somebody, like, let's say, okay, let me give you an example. And this is totally hypothetical. Okay, so let's say I'm dating, I meet this guy, okay? I meet this guy. This could go for guy, girl, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm talking always about girl and guy because I'm interested in men only. And so that's what I'm coming from. At the same time, it doesn't matter because anyone can use this information because it all depends on who's using that role, okay? Whoever is the manly role or the feminine role, okay? Divine masculine, divine feminine, feminine role that matters. So what happens is from woman to man and woman, if I'm talking to a man and that man has courted me and I'm like, okay, I'm accepting their courtship and I'm talking to them and, you know, we're discussing certain, you know, aspects in life and everything. And we decide that, you know, we want to say, oh, I love you too, you know, and all this stuff. Well, that makes a big difference. Okay. You want to make sure that if somebody's going to say that to you, that they're going to follow through with their actions. Okay. So people can talk a lot of talk, but they may not show you, you know, they may not show you that they love you. They may say they love you, but they're not showing you that they love you because anyone can say, I love you. But if you don't show it, and you don't back it up, then you have nothing to stand on. Like, your foundation is not built. Okay, so I think that's a huge, huge factor. So people are like, oh, was any of this real? Well, you know what? Yes, it was on a lot of different levels. It was real that it was said in that you had all those feelings and you had that connection. It was also real that, you know, you were kind of left out in the cold and you know, they really didn't care. You know, they said they did, but they didn't. Now, when you're in a relationship and this happens, was the relationship real? Sure. You got into a relationship. It's not hard to get into a relationship. So let's make that informed right away as well. It's not hard to get into a relationship. It's very simple. At the same time, you don't want to just randomly get into a relationship with anyone. And that's the problem, is like, people are so sad and scared to not be in a relationship that they just randomly get into them. And so if anyone asks in history, they're like, yes, 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 instead of come across as desperate, instead of saying, oh, well, I don't know. You know, does this, you really, you know, do you deserve me? You know, or do I just, you know, do I deserve you? Do you deserve me? Do we deserve each other? Are we in connection with one another? Or should we be together this way specifically? Because do we mesh well? You know, is this really going to work long term? When I say long term, I mean a lifetime. This is about life partnership. This is not about, oh yeah, you know, 5 years later, we're still together, but we're not married. Or 10 years later, we're still together, but we're not married. This is not a Sex and the City movie, everyone. Okay. This is real reality. I mean, there's real people involved. It's not a game. And people need to, they really want to know, was any of this real? You know, there's real emotions. There's people that are out there that are sad on a daily basis and they cannot get over their last relationship because it killed their spirit. Okay. The thing of it is, yes, you can get over it. You have to allow yourself to get over it and say, you know what? I forgive that person for being the person they were. I forgive myself for being involved with that person. And then that healing process starts and you move forward. Was the part that you were together real? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so people need to realize also that, yes, you know, it doesn't, just because your relationship does not work out or your marriage doesn't work out, okay? say that you get a divorce now. Somebody wants a divorce. And they're like, God, I'm not in love with you anymore. You know, well, okay. You know, and that sucks. You know, and I can only imagine. The thing of it is was your relationship real? Yes. Was the connection you had when you got married real? Absolutely. And that's what's important for people to remember is, yes, it was. It was real. The thing of it is people grow and they evolve into different people. And they, like, as we're evolving as a human being, we're discovering ourselves and what we like and what we don't like. And so as you're evolving and growing up, even in your relationships and your dynamic with one another, in your marriages, like, you find out that your likes and dislikes and what you can't stand and live without, you know, you don't want to live this way anymore. You're always fighting and you're like, I don't want to fight anymore. And you're just in tears on a daily basis, or you feel horrible about yourself because your partner doesn't value you at all. So all they do is talk down to you and make you feel horrible, or, you know, or you're talking down to them and making them feel horrible, and you never appreciate anything they do. Nothing. Even though they could sit there and try to help you all day long, every day, but you don't see it because you're hurt from your past and your upbringing, and you brought it into your marriage. They accepted you anyway, and you said, who cares? I don't like you anyway. So you treat them poorly on a daily basis. And that happens too, and it's just disgusting. The thing of it is it's very sad, but you don't want to marry somebody that's going to do that to you, and you don't want to accept poor behaviors. Is my point. And when you accept poor behaviors like that, that's what you're allowing to have happen and come into your life and your reality. Then you think you can make it work, but you can't. You can't make something work when it's like that. It won't work. Okay? It's basically a total setup to fail. So what my point is, it may work for 30 years because you got pregnant and you had 15 kids with somebody, okay, that you loved. Okay, you loved your kids and their kids are beautiful, phenomenal people, and you loved the person when it happened. But then you fell out of love. You know, that's the thing, is like, it happens all the time on a daily basis. And the thing of it is a lot of times people will stop loving themselves and they'll give everything to everyone else instead of themselves. You have to have that balance. You have to love yourself. You have to love if you have kids, you got to love your kids. You got to love yourself, your kids, your family, your husband, you know, the rest of whoever it is that's in your family dynamic. Okay. You've got to love each of you balanced. Okay, you have to have that balance. If you don't have that balance, then you're going to lose your spirit. Okay? You're going to lose your spirit in life. You're not going to have a spirit anymore. It's almost like your soul is gone. You know what I mean? Like, you gave your soul to everyone else, and you let everyone else control your soul. Instead of you saying, this makes me happy, I control my soul. I decide what I'm going to do. I decide if I'm going to react this way or respond. I decide if, you know, like, a lot of people just are taught that they're supposed to give their souls away. Once you get married, you're supposed to give your soul away. You're no longer yourself. You're whoever your partner wants you to be. Or you're whatever your kids want you to be. Your family wants you to be. Like, you have no control over your own self. And that's what's taught, that it's appropriate to have happen. Actually, it's the complete opposite. You're not supposed to feel that way. You're supposed to have control of yourself. And an actual high quality person will know that, because you're going to learn this, and I'm trying to get you to get to that point right now. Okay, so there's so many people right now, you think that you're in the high quality status, but you're not. Because you've given your soul away to other people and your self-love to other people, instead of giving your self-love to yourself first. Because people won't respect you. Your partner won't respect you. Your kids won't respect you. Nobody in any of your surrounding people will respect you, because you've given your soul to everyone else instead of giving yourself your self-love first. Okay. So you can't give to others if you don't give to yourself first. It's like this. If you're in an airplane and oxygen masks come down, you have to put your oxygen mask on first before you can help anyone else, because otherwise you're going to be dead and you can't help anyone else. That's my point. It's that simple. Bam. That simple. There's no other, you know, questions about that. You know, you can't argue or debate about, oh, well, maybe they would be. No. If there's no oxygen, you're dead. You can't help anyone else, okay? You may be able to resuscitate and do CPR. If you knew CPR, you put your oxygen mask on, you knew CPR, you can resuscitate this other person with oxygen and all that. But you can't do that if you're dead. And the little kid doesn't know CPR. You know what I mean? So you're saving lives if you save yourself. You save yourself and you help in the self-love and you help everyone else save themselves too. And you teach them how to do it. And that's how we can all, you know, learn from all of our different experiences in life and be able to conquer this whole allowing ourselves to date down or date people or marry people or be in relationships that aren't worthy of each other, okay, nor compatible with one another. That's important. There are so many people that date down, that go out with people that are not worthy of the other, that can't stand the other person, but they, different behaviors from them, but they allow themselves to accept that person anyway. The thing of it is really just consider, you know, what you want in life. It's very simple, except it's made to be hard. And then also don't allow your family, you know, your friends, everybody else to control your decisions. And that's huge. Like, there's so many different underlying factors that always come in and intervene to other people's lives. And it's really sad because, you know what? If everyone else passed away on earth and you had the one person in front of you that was your partner, and you didn't choose them, your family did, or, you know, or someone else did, or someone else told you not to be with the person you loved, and you ended up with this person your family chose instead, like, you would be sitting there wondering your entire life, and, like, your soul was, like, given to the devil, you know what I mean? Like, you sold your soul to the devil, which is everyone else, and everyone else's opinions, instead of knowing how to make a decision for yourself. Being an adult and a grown-up is about making your own decisions and not asking your neighbor or your best friend or your grandma or grandpa or your parents or anybody you know, your cousins, anybody, what you should do. If you don't know what you should do, then you have a lot of work to do on yourself. And that's a lot, that goes actually to, that probably hit hard for a lot of people. And the thing of it is the reason they do that is because they're like, I don't know. Well, you choose your own path, like my book, Your Path to Inspiration. You choose your own path, you know, choose someone that's going to inspire you. Choose someone that's going to uplift you. Choose someone that actually cares about you and it's not fake. And knowing the difference between fakeness and reality is important also. And, you know, that's where I come in as well. Because I, honest to God, I cannot stand fake people. They make me disgusted. Like, I feel sick to my stomach when I listen to someone that's fake. It's like a total turn off. And it's like, man, like, I feel sorry for them. Like, I totally feel sorry for them. And I have all this empathy for them, because I'm like, man, you know, you're really sad and hurting and you know, like, you really need to heal. You really need to heal yourself. But it's very real. And you'll never move on. So I just look at them and I'm like, you're never going to go anywhere. You're going to continue your cycle of hatred and, you know, deep depression and aggression towards everyone else around you, which is disgusting also. And you're going to continue to hurt everybody that's in your immediate surroundings. And it, God help anyone else that comes around. You know, God help you at work too, because you're going to bring it there. You're going to bring it everywhere. Anyone that comes around you, you're going to bring it. So my suggestion is to begin the healing process and move forward. But don't forget that, yes, your connection with your partners was real. There was, that was real. I mean, you were there, obviously. Both of you were there. You had that connection. You had those discussions. You had that love at certain times. It's just that a lot of people, like I said, they evolve and grow into different people, but they have zero compatibility with you anymore. Like, some people want to evolve in life and they want to do different things. And some people want to stay complacent and not do anything. And so when you're with a person that wants to evolve and do stuff, and you're married to someone that has no goals at all and just wants to sit on the couch and watch TV every day after work, you know, you're going to butt heads. You're not, it's not going to work. Like, it's not going to work long term. And that's the situation, is like, if you're going to be with someone that doesn't have your back and supports your decisions, it's not going to work life or for a lifetime. Excuse me. It won't. If they don't want to understand you, if they don't sit there and say, you know what, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. And if they're not going to even try to do that, then they're not worth it. Let them go. They're not worth it at all. If they're going to manipulate you into feeling bad because you have goals in life, they're not worth it either. Really consider why you're in that relationship. That's not someone... people, see, what happens is men will down women specifically on purpose. And they will actually, and there's people that will actually feed people too. Like, people are trying to lose weight and the man's heavier. They'll try, or even if the man's skinny, sometimes also, there's a lot of different scenarios. They'll try to keep that woman eating all these different foods so no one else, they won't reach their goals and no one else will be attracted to them. And they do it on purpose. And it's a form of manipulation. It's really disgusting. But it's real. It's a whole psychological mind-jacked situation that these people are doing to their partners. And stuff like this happens all the time. Okay? And people are like, well, he really loves me. No, he doesn't. That's not love. So what people understand what love is it, they don't understand. That's the key. They don't understand what love is. They think they do, but it's not, that's not love. That's actually abuse. So when people are abusing you, take that into consideration and walk away. Okay? And it takes time to heal. And you're going to cry, I'm sure. And it's going to be very hard and challenging and absolutely. And you may give that other person 500 excuses as to why you think you should still be together, or how it could work, or you could have worked things out this way and it could have worked out if we did this. But you know what? It didn't work. And that's the key right there. It didn't. It didn't work. It didn't work because nobody was fully committed. You know, both partners were not fully committed. Both partners need to be fully committed for anything to work. You need to be on the same page. Both people need to be on the same page, have each other's backs, want to grow and evolve and love and live and laugh and enjoy each other's company for life. It's not a matter of, oh, well, let's do this and see if it works for a couple years. Like, who says that? No one. But it takes work. It really does. And it takes time to get to know one another as well. But you've got to remember that you have to stay open-minded. So once you close your mind off and you expect everything to go exactly the way you think it should, or the way your parents said it should, or somebody else, your friend said it's supposed to be this way, or TV said it's supposed to be this way, that's when you need to think about, and I'm not saying it's supposed to be a certain way either. What I'm saying specifically is that you need to be open-minded. And that's important, because that's true. You need to be open-minded and allow your relationship to happen without controlling the outcome of it. So once you start trying to control the outcome of it, which everybody does, like, I know friends that have gotten divorced and they're like, Well, what happened? And I'm like, well, what happened? Well, my husband said we were supposed to end up like my, like his parents. Well, his parents, he's always like, my parents did this, this, and that. Well, you know what, everyone? You're not your parents. We're not in that era. You are, that's not even the dynamic. Like, you guys need to think about each other. People are like trying to compare everyone's relationships with other people's relationships. You're don't do that anymore. You're in a relationship with each other, period. It has nothing to do with anyone else in the whole world. Nothing. Nothing at all. You're in the relationship with that person, period. Then you bring everyone else into it. But you two were the dynamic, not everyone else. Everyone else has zero to do with you in that relationship. You're in that relationship. Everyone else comes into the dynamic when you choose to allow them to, and how you choose to allow them to. And you set up boundaries and explain to your mom, your dad, your cousins, your family, whoever is involved, exes, husbands and stuff, if they have kids already or what have you. You explain to them what your boundaries are, so they don't try to, roll over your boundaries and start drama and chaos within your dynamic. Because that's once you accept that, once one partner accepts that chaos from another dynamic, that will split your dynamic apart immediately. You totally cut out the trust. There is no trust anymore. Period. It's gone. Period. It's gone. Good luck ever getting that back. You might as well have just cheated on your partner, because that's exactly how it feels to your partner. So, remember that. Don't cheat. Okay? Don't allow everyone else to come into your relationship. The dynamic is with the two of you. You guys decide. If you are having a problem with your partner and you need, to separate, then that's your choice. It's not everyone else's choice. If you want to get some information as to how to do it and how to move forward, then do that. That's great. That's different. The thing of it is don't bring everyone else around you into your dynamic. Like, it's a choice that you need to make, not everyone else. Like, if you don't know how to make your own decision, then that's something you need to grow and evolve in to be able to do. Okay? And that's part of self-love too, is knowing what you want and what you need and your desires are being met. You have your own power. You're taking control of your own life. You're not allowing everyone else around you to control you. Okay? Also, you are not to blame anyone else in your life for your own choices. You made your own choices. You deal with the consequences of them, whether they're good or bad, period. Has nothing to do with anybody else. Everyone has a choice in life. So make it. And make the best choice you can. You know, and honest to God, a lot of people, you make the best choices you can in the moment. And what you know, and what you were taught, and what you, learned. The thing of it is a lot of people never taught anybody how to live, or how to be in a relationship, or anything about life. You know, honest to God, there's some people, sure, they know all kinds of information. I mean, you know, they were taught that, but the majority, and that's the thing, is they stop thinking that everyone thinks the same way you do, because they don't. That's key also. So some people are like, well, I was taught this. Well, that's great. You know what? You're one person, and there's 5 trillion people in the world. So let's consider the 5 trillion other people besides yourself and realize that they didn't grow up the same way you did. Were they next to you? No. Okay, then stop acting like they need to think exactly the same way you did. Okay? Stop doing that, because that's stupid. That's ridiculous. But that's how everyone thinks. They're like, well, I did this. Well, so what? Quit comparing yourself with everyone else, because everyone else had a different experience than you did. Okay? They didn't grow up next to you. Okay? So think about that. People, stop comparing yourself to everyone. So at the same time, if you had similar experiences, that's different. Being similar and having similar experiences is not comparing your life to someone else. Okay, and saying they need to think exactly like you do. A lot of people need to share their experiences because they are similar, and that helps people understand how to evolve and how to live a better life. And that's about making your life easier and more abundant and profound and happy, you know, and how to heal and stuff like that. So that's important. But at the same time, don't forget that, yes, in the moment when all of your relationship was taking place, was certain aspects real? Yes. And were certain poor aspects real? Absolutely. You know, the negativity was real. The positivity was real. But don't forget that the negativity outweighed the positivity. Okay? Think about that. It'd be like, okay, so let's say this. Not everybody is into vaccinations, but I get vaccinated and I respect everyone that doesn't, and that's fine. But in my opinion, I would say to anyone in the world, I got vaccinated and I believe working in healthcare for over 22 years and watching people that don't get vaccinated die and children die, or people that get vaccinated don't die. They may get the virus but don't die, and I watch both of them side by side. That's important. Okay, this other person was brought up a certain way and they died because they believed in a certain situation, and that's up to them. That's their choice. This other person was brought up a certain way and they didn't. They believed in a certain way, okay? The thing of it is I believe in vaccinations, and seeing that happen, I have a different perspective because I've seen it for years and years and years and years in my face, you know? So I've gotten vaccinated, and I could say, I would like to say that the benefits outweigh the risks when you get vaccinated. The benefits outweigh the risks. Now, I had a hard time the second time that I got vaccinated with the COVID-19. I couldn't move my arm. I had to call into work. It made me fall asleep for almost a day and a half, like I was in bed. You know, apparently it was working in doing what it was supposed to do, but it takes over your body and immune system, and that's what it does. The thing of it is in my opinion, and it's only my opinion, and I respect everyone else's, and no one has to think the same way, but in my opinion, I would rather get vaccinated and have a less severe case of COVID than to die from it if I didn't get vaccinated. The potential of you dying from it is extremely high. Like, extremely high, you know? So, I would rather lessen the chance of that happening than to not. Does that make sense? And so that's my choice. And everyone has their different opinions, and everyone will choose what they want, and that's fine. But my point is, specifically for myself, and I don't want to, you know, try to make it seem like I'm telling other people that they need to go do that, because I think that's very personal. And, you know, you choose what you want to do, but just know the consequences of doing it and not doing it. You know, that's the point. Like, there are consequences of every choice you have in life. So you choose your own path. You choose your kids' path. You know, you choose so many different things in life, and you don't realize that you're, like, making a difference in everyone's lives on a daily basis with your choices. And so when you're choosing a partner, you want to, and, you know, or anybody that you're dating, relationship or marriage, you want to make sure that you guys are open-minded and realize that you're going to evolve, and it doesn't have to be, you can't expect everything to be perfect. You can't expect everything to be the dynamic of everyone else around you. You know, it's your relationship, not anyone else's. Okay. So make it that way and keep it that way, because if you don't, and you bring your relationship to everyone else and you constantly involve everyone else into your relationship, you're not going to have one. Who wants to be in a relationship with everyone else? Like, nobody. Like, that's not even appropriate. So, it's actually sad. You know, it's like a big drama fest. And who wants to be in a relationship with drama? Like, you want to be in a relationship with somebody that has your back and is your partner. Like, you can talk to them one-on-one and not have it relayed to the rest of the world. It's you guys. That's important. Because otherwise, you know, screw that. I wouldn't be in a relationship with anyone, and I would never suggest anyone else do that either. Anyway, think about what I said. Think about, was any of it real? Yes. Remember, all of that was real. The positivity and a negative, excuse me, the negativity. And remember that you choose your own path. You choose your own path. You do, not anyone else. So choose wisely and choose, you know, the best path in life. Choose someone that's going to, you know, encourage you and love you and stand beside you and, you know, have your back and like love you unconditionally. You know, that's fantastic, you guys. And if you're already in a relationship like that, then amen. Show other people how to do it and keep moving it forward. Pay that forward. Pay that knowledge forward to everyone and help them. Okay, there's so many people out there that get divorced on a daily basis and or get in and out of relationships on a daily basis. And it's important. You know, people are really depressed. So thanks for joining in Love Talk with Kira. I hope you have a great day, morning, or night, depending on what country you're from. And we will talk soon. Okay, send love and hugs.